Hey, welcome to the Cube Rages Project. This is Cube Rages here once again. Today, I want to ask a question. Can I ask a question? Hope that's all right. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to ask it anyway. Why do they put fluoride in the water, in our water system, at least in this country? Why? I don't get it. You know, this isn't something I'm just asking out of the blue. I've been trying to research. I've been trying to look for the reason. Why would they put fluoride in the drinking water? I mean, you got to ask that too. I mean, it's not just me. I mean, we all using this water to, you know, a lot of people drink it and you take showers with that and you wash your babies and all of that. Why is there fluoride in the drinking water? Now, if you Google that, you're going to come out with a lot of different answers. And there's two sides. There's the people that think it's a conspiracy. Then there's the people that think there's nothing wrong with that. That is for cavities or for good reasons. Now, I'm not an expert to either go in either side of the situation, but I am someone that has common sense, and I know that it doesn't make sense that supposedly we have no money for anything to fix roads, and that we're like in a bad economy, but we're spending money to dump fluoride into our water system. And to me, this is really weird, really, really weird. It's conspiracy theorists, sometimes they go really crazy about it. I'm trying to be just normal, just a normal person asking, you know, why do you do that? And then the answer that you give me will allow me to make a decision whether that makes sense or not. The answers that I've gotten from either side don't make sense to me. You know, some people go as far as saying, you know, I don't know how real this is, but that Hitler used to put experiment with putting fluoride in the water to keep the Jews that he had prisoner to be a little bit more tame, to kind of take a little bit of their motivation, to take a little bit of their will. I don't know if this works or not. And regardless if he did it or not, I mean, does fluoride take away your motivation and your will? I don't know. Has somebody studied that? I don't know. The point is, fluoride is something that's not naturally in water. If it was meant to be in water for us to survive, then it would be there. It would be in the water for us to be able to live. It's not there. You know, if God wanted it, he would have put it there. Now, if you tell me that fluoride makes us smarter, and that's why we put it in the water, I might buy that. I'd be like, okay, you know, why wouldn't we want to be smarter? But that's not the case. Actually, is supposedly for cavities. Since when does any government care so much about cavities? You know, when there's cancer and there's autism and all sorts of diseases out there that have, you know, some of them have a cure, some of them don't. But why don't you put then all the cures into the water, and then that way we never die, we just be healthy forever? Because it doesn't make sense. If you don't need fluoride, then you don't need it. If you have cavities, and you know, then that's when you get that treatment. But why are you giving it to old people without teeth? And why are you giving it to babies without teeth? Why are you putting it in the water? Now, these are just really questions. I'm not coming up with theories or I'm not coming up with conspiracies. I'm just asking if someone could please enlighten me and let me know, look, fluoride does this, and this is proven beyond a reasonable doubt. It's proven so much that we decided not to even let people have a choice. We're just going to put it in everybody's water. I'm just thinking that doesn't make sense. Now, another thing that I've been doing personally, just to experiment a little bit, I took away the fluoride as much as possible in my life. You know, I started drinking spring water. It's a little bit more expensive. I'm trying to get water that I know at least, I mean, you never really know. you know, unless you go to the actual source, like they say they do, unless you go to the source and you bottle it, you don't really know. But at least I'm just making an attempt to take some of this fluoride out of my system and out of the, you know, I'm still showering with fluoride water and I'm still using it in a lot of different aspects. But I'm trying to cook with spring water. I'm trying to drink spring water. I'm trying to stay away from, you know, things that have fluoride water. Also, I switched my toothpaste. I'm just doing this for me. I just want to see what happens. And so I switched my toothpaste, and it's really hard to find a toothpaste without fluoride. Really hard. It's really difficult. I found Tom's. I don't know what it's called, but it's the brand is Tom's, T-O-M, and I took it out and, you know, seeing how that goes. One thing I have noticed, I've been doing this probably about 2-3 weeks, is that I do notice some changes in my sleep. Basically, I don't think I've been dreaming as much as I have been dreaming lately for years. And I don't know if this is related. I don't know if it's me. But for years, I just, you know, you'll have a dream here and there. But taking away as much fluoride as possible has me dreaming every night really vividly. Like I can, you know, like those dreams, you know, when you think you're there, you wake up with those feelings of the dream like that, like really vivid. And I remember the dreams, you know, where before maybe I dream and I didn't remember. I don't know if it's related. I don't know if anyone's done a study on this, anybody's planning on it, but wow, I'm thinking there's something here. And no one's questioning it. And anybody that dares to question this, people are kind of making them look like they're crazy. Like, oh, you're a crazy person because you're questioning the fluoride in the water. It's like, no. Actually, you're the crazy person that's defending it. You know, without any evidence that it does any good. Actually, you know, there's a lot of videos online, and I got some links there on my website, artisticwarfare.com, where these videos explain to you what fluoride is made of. And actually, it looks like poison to me. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm no expert on elements and all of that. But as far as what I can see, human being trying to make sense out of life, it looks like poison. And interesting enough, in the back of your toothpaste, if you have fluoride toothpaste, it has a warning label that says contact poison control center if ingested, you know, more than you should, or if you ingest too much of it. Shouldn't you go to the doctor? But poison control tells me that obviously, you know, this is poison. Because why would you contact poison control if it's harmless, and you're putting that label there? You know, to me, it's like, we're the dummies that don't care. You know, what do you need? Like a little skull with the crossbones there? And even then, people still brush their teeth with it. It's like drinking gasoline. Yeah, drink gasoline, but it's harmful if you drink too much of it. It's like, maybe you shouldn't drink any gasoline. Maybe that's the right thing to do. Anywho, I wanted to bring this question out because maybe someone will one day listen to this and give me an answer in either direction that will help me make sense of why there's fluoride in the water and why some countries even ban the practice. There's some countries that say, you know, you cannot poison the water system. You cannot put anything in the water system. So just wanted to put that question out there. And I'm hoping people really start paying attention, and maybe, you know, we can all start asking the same questions and maybe we'll get better answers. But until then, you know, I'm just going to have to do it individually for me and for my family. I'm telling my family all about it. And if you do your research and you come to the conclusion that I've come to, that it doesn't make sense, and maybe you should tell your friends and family as well that, you know, it's not something that they got to believe or not. Just make them aware of it. and maybe that little seed will grow into something. Well, until next time, this is Q Reyes. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Q Reyes. That's Q-R-E-Y-E-S. I'm on Facebook, Q Reyes, K-E-U-R-E-Y-E-S on Facebook, Instagram, all of those places. I'm all over the place. And I just wanted to say, be careful with what you believe or don't believe. All right. So till next time, I'm out.